Heavyweight boxer Muhammad Ali used to boast, "When you are great and famous like me, it's hard to be humble." I tell this story now, and the fact that I love stories like this, and even when the experience comes to me, and I'll tell you why after I share the story. One time on an airplane, the flight attendant politely said to Muhammad Ali, "Sir, you need to fasten your seatbelt." To which he replied, "Superman does not need a seatbelt." And the flight attendant politely responded, "And Superman does not need an airplane either. Please fasten your seatbelt, sir." So when somebody like that puts me in my place and I have to eat humble pie, I don't always like it, but I realize that it's for my own spiritual good and challenges a sinful pride within me. In the gospel today, Jesus tells a parable that contrasts two men at prayer. The Pharisee, the first man, thanks God that he's better than the rest of all humanity. What arrogant pride on full display. And he exalts his own pious religious acts and judges the rest of humanity, including the sinful tax collector praying near him in the temple. As Jesus often does, he challenges the way that people think. And it bears repeating that a Pharisee was a highly respected member of Jewish society and distinguished by strict observance of the tradition and written law, and commonly was held to have a superior sanctity than everyone else. And I'm very much aware, well aware, that a religious leader like myself needs to pay attention to this teaching of Jesus. When not in check, the ego has a desire to defeat or to expose another as bad or wrong. And one way I recognize that I am not centered in Christ is when I catch myself reacting to a situation, to someone or something. It's then that I need to practice breathing deeply, reflecting on the situation, and responding in love, lest I be tempted to be judgmental or have an attitude of superiority like the Pharisee in the gospel today. The other man who prays in Jesus's parable is a tax collector. At that time, recognized as a sinner, a man who cooperated with the occupying Romans and known for cheating his fellow Jews. His prayer is simple. "O God, be merciful to me, a sinner." He realizes his wrongdoing and does not justify himself, but simply asks for mercy. When any one of us takes the stance of humbly confessing that I'm not perfect, I'm not better than anyone else, but I am in need of God's mercy, this is the kind of person and the kind of prayer that Jesus praises. This month of October, you who have been in our parish know that we are focusing on stewardship. And last weekend, we heard wonderful testimonies from our parishioners on how they desire to live as stewards of God's goodness. This weekend, it's our turn, the priests, to preach about this theme of stewardship. And just to let you know, this is not the sermon on the amount, pun intended, because I'm certainly not going to tell you how much of your time, talent, and treasure to give. It's not about numbers. It is about, as Jesus always teaches, our inner attitude. So I invite all of us to reflect on what God has given to us. Simple things like fresh air to breathe, food, freedom, love, the beauty of East Tennessee, especially at this time of year, our family, friends, our jobs, the ability to go to school and learn, an ability to play sports or to exercise other talents which we have. Are we truly grateful for these things? In the spiritual life, we know that we are not grateful enough if we complain all the time, or if our gratitude is based on comparing ourselves to others, like the Pharisee. During this parish stewardship appeal, I ask you to pray about giving to our parish community only after you pray in thanksgiving for all the gifts you have received from God. And one thing I share with you that others may not share is that I believe the main reason for giving is not as we commonly think, that the parish needs my gift. That way of reasoning emphasizes that there is a need out there. I believe that the main reason to give is because there is a need in here, inside of me, in the divine core of my being to give, to imitate our God who is love and who constantly gives of himself. The popular Bishop Robert Barron of Word on Fire constantly preaches about the law of the gift. And he said, our own life will increase in the measure that we give it away. Many of our speakers last weekend said that they receive much more in being good stewards than the fact that they give. This is one way of experiencing what Bishop Barron calls the law of the gift.